Why don't you show me that big Greek cock, honey? Take out that big Greek hunk of meat and stick it in my Tanner Boyle hairdo face.
In my shitter, like you Greeks do.
Yeah, come on, you Greek. Why don't you fuck me where the Greeks...
Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, doing another weird one, raw dog, without any sort of sound intro. I'm going to add it again in post-production, but right now it sounds weird as shit.
It is weird.
I'm good. I hear the music in my mind.
Why are you fucking contrarian? Why can't you just admit it's weird? Because it is.
I'm an optimist. I try to stay on the bright side.
Stop being
of
so
life.
Fucking confident.
There's nothing bright about not having Ace of Spades to start a show. It makes me weak. It makes me disorganized.
You know what's positive, Howard? AIDS. Life. AIDS is positive.
Good luck to John as he mixes this
Howard.
Now.
Jesus Christ. Stop. Stop. We're just doing the intro. I don't
waiting
need that
for
shit.
The remix to jam at the club for that.
We need that bullshit. You want to listen to us? God knows why after this beginning. You go to inpapasbasement.com. That's going to have the shows uploaded every Monday, every Thursday. You get 1 hour of this, which at this point sounds like a fucking threat, not something to bait someone onto a damn website. You've also got our contact information. You've got my writing. That's a big thing. I kind of sleep on that. But you go there, in addition to the radio show, there's written content at least a couple days a week, which you should have some fun with. If you don't, I'm sorry you suck. I'm sorry that your taste is awful. I am. In my heart of hearts, I am. InPapasBasement.com has the iTunes subscription link. If you use an iPhone, you use a Mac, you just use iTunes in general, don't go directly to the website or go there, but then click back out and click on iTunes and get it downloaded that way. I want you subscribing because the more iTunes subscribers we have, we look like bigger swinging dicks. Like right now, we're tiny little Japanese penises that can't really, they don't have enough
room to
swing.
But we're about to get the enlargement.
I want to look Kenyan running a marathon. Just fucking kaboom, like right up to my belly button with each stride and well beyond it. That's how bad I want to swing. You got the Twitter accounts there, but I'll give them all to you right now. Two of them are easy. One of them isn't. You can figure out which. I'll give you all three. And two of them you're going to walk away with, and you're like, I'm going to check that Twitter account. And the third, you'll be like, what was it? I don't remember. What kind of gaped asshole would pick that? I'm at Papa's Basement, pretty much like the website. And Arena over here.
Oh, you're going to go to me first this time? What kind of
honor?
I'm
making a point.
Making a point.
I don't like doing it any more than you do, but... At Girl Knows Sports, if you want to get a hold of my co-hostess, Arena, who's sitting here right now with practically her fucking cunt hanging out. The hell are you wearing?
Not much. Not
a
much.
Very large, long coat, because it's cold in here. I call this my sleeping bag coat. And some short shorts, because I'm in physical
Your
therapy.
Gore-Tex George Costanza coat. And short shorts. Yeah, like, I can't even see the shorts. They're so tiny. You're hidden behind the monitor. So I just see your fucking legs up while you dick off on your iPhone.
I'm setting my fantasy lineup.
It looks like you're airing out your slice in Howard's direction.
Those are definitely the shorts you wear when you want people to talk to you at the
Jesus,
gym.
Jesus, it smells like,
it's like hey, what's up?
Peanut butter sauce.
I'm more than happy to get off this elliptical
cross
and
those
say
legs.
What's up.
You like my sweat stain between my butt cheeks?
Ah, so you want to get a hold of that hey. Classy lady. Just follow her. She'll follow back and then DM a cock pic. And just be like, where do we go from here?
I think there's some guys that are into the butt sweat.
No one. Butt sweat's disgusting. Maybe there are guys that eat ass.
Like at the gym.
I'm not
you
big on eating ass.
Do you think about like the bead of sweat going between her butt cheeks?
It's gross. Even a chick's ass is going to smell. Like, there's nothing.
I would want to shower before I hit it. I'll
thank
say
you. Thank you. I am not like heat of passion after a long night at the bar. I got to rip your fucking bloomers down and put my face in your ass. It's just, I don't like that. After a shower, sure, whatever.
Yeah. What are you doing after
it's
the gym?
It's the weekend. Why not? Eat a little ass, sure. Eat a little ass, watch some golf. Eat some fucking cookies. That's a nice Saturday to me, but I'm not doing that unbathed. I think my brother, dear Will eat just unbathed ass.
What's my name, John?
Well,
say my name.
Your name is Howard Highland. That part's easy enough.
Yes, it is.
But Twitter. Then we go on. Had we just ended at Howard Highland, you'd know how to spell that, but no. We go to the Twitter handle.
Say my name.
He's what the F in Heezy.
Now everyone's just turned off.
Everyone's
this
like,
podcast.
What the fuck did I hear?
You heard right.
You spell it what, and then there's the, and then there's the letter F.
F.
And then there's IN, and then there's Heezy, H-E-E-Z-Y.
Which is going to make the Merriam-Webster Dictionary win.
Why was just Heezy taken?
Heezy's taken. What the Heezy's been taken?
He wanted what the D-A, but he didn't think he was hood enough for that.
Did you try Heezy with three E's?
I'm not doing that.
You could be Heezier.
That's not
oh, that would be
spelled.
Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
That would be lunacy. Who could remember that one? Fuck that.
I choose to dwell in obscurity. Like, people can connect to me through you.
You
this is Papa's basement.
You listen to too much goddamn 16-year-old black kid music where you think, what the F in Heezy is just going to roll off their
it's
tongues with their goddamn YOLOs and their team Breezies and
that
their Wheezies and their
up. Cheezies. I've just been sitting on it.
Fucking no one who makes an income knows what you're talking about. But whatever. You want to be what the F in Heezy, be goddamn what the F in Heezy.
Whatever.
I'm going to get comfortable. I'm fucking leaning back. I got my thighs spread so that the nutsack kind of peels away from it. Because I was doing that flying squirrel shit for a bit.
By the way,
I'll be open.
Nick Lamb, Generation X, he's the one who helped me think of it.
What the F in Heezy?
Yeah.
I haven't heard from Nick in a while.
We worked on that together. We collaborated.
That fucking Brutus is plotting with you now. I see how it works.
No. He just, he gets a kick out of... you know, when I'm voting on that Washington referendum and I get on Twitter, like, I think he enjoys those tweets for me.
Tweets about marijuana?
Just, you know.
Tweets about the MJ?
When me and my girl are hanging out, yeah.
You and your girl?
Oh, I think he's referencing Mary Jane. He's personifying her. See, I remember things from Latin class.
I was like,
Latin
you're already back in a relationship? You
no.
just got out of one?
Does this sound like the fucking rambling of a sane man in a relationship to you? No. Sounds like a man who's going off the fucking deep end after 2 years chained up.
I was on my way
a
driving
a pot smoker
here.
Who didn't get a drag for 2 years, and he's finally getting to toot.
Going back to that old bad bitch.
Oh.
I was driving here, and I saw one of those panhandler people, like, collecting money, and the guy got, like, a fake cane, and I was like... All Howard needs is that fake cane and a sign.
I got a for real cane that I got from graduating law school.
What?
Yeah.
They give you a pimp cane?
You get a pimp stick at W&L. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Like, what kind of, I don't know, describe it. I want to know what makes it a fucking pimp cane. It's not like just an old piece of shit you'd buy at CVS.
No, it's not. It's
to walk around because your knee gave out.
I think it might be oak. And then the handle is made.
Oak's
like,
good.
It's gold. Exterior, I guess, and then
at the top
the tip also has one of those, but I leave the rubber stop on because I don't want it damaged.
You also don't want to damage your floors.
I forget what the fuck I get from George Washington for graduating.
Not a pimp
probably
cane.
not much tight-fisted Uden. Trying
a bunch
to
of
remember
student loans.
I got a pen what? That I actually used for a while, and it ran out of ink. And I haven't used it since, and now it's just in my desk drawer. And it's covered in fucking KY.
Ew.
Because they can't make a damn lotion-tight lid on the KY. My.
Yeah, it's the KY people's fault.
Well, I leave it on the side in my drawer because I'm not just going to leave it out. Like, I try to... Back in the day, I would just leave lotion out. Like, when I lived on my own, it was all over my desk. It was just literally lotion and tissues.
That's
and people would
disgusting.
Be like, gee, I wonder what that's for. And, like, a lot of times I'd forget to put it away and women would see it. But women are dumb, so they were like, oh, that was lotion for, like, a lotion-y purpose. Maybe he's ashy.
Every time I see lotion at a guy's house, that's what I always think. I'm like, is it for masturbatory
It's
purposes?
Just 100% yes. No man has ever used lotion for a real reason.
Well, black dudes have a real reason.
Yeah, I'll give it to
Everyone
black guys,
lotion.
I guess.
I lotion after every shower, and I have the best skin ever. Go ahead, give it a touch. Go ahead.
Touch it. Inner thigh. Sex this fucking shit up.
Now he's got a boner, and it's going to be even warmer.
Go higher. Go fucking higher.
Look, this is, we are not here for your spanking.
No, this is fucking Clockwork Orange.
Take off your pants, Howard. Let's just do it.
And you're fucking my wife to Singing in the Rain. Now fuck her.
What?
Wow. Do it.
Wow. I've never seen that movie, but a bunch of kids in my middle school used to love it.
All the cool kids.
We were those.
All the goddamn coolest kids. They loved the shit out of Clockwork Orange.
All the kids with the drugs.
That was us.
The kids with the drugs.
That was us. We were the kids with the drugs watching Stanley Kubrick films at age 14.
Yeah.
You wonder why I didn't suck on a fucking nipple till age 20. Sweet fucking titties.
I kept it real, though. I was into 2001 as well. I wasn't just one of those kids who was like, yes, ultra violence. I was actually like, huh.
Yeah, you watched them all. I'll give you that. I did two or three of them, so I guess I'm in the middle of the pack. Yeah. Why didn't you feel up the thigh, Howard? You ain't touched no titty in a bit.
This is our co-host, man.
Who gives a shit?
I'm trying to keep it professional.
Skins is skins.
John,
touch
I'm going to rape you so hard in the parking lot one night.
That would not be appropriate.
Then look me
I would
in the
feel
face.
Raped.
When we do the show.
I don't like looking either of you in the face right now. I need to just hear your voices. I can't even take you seriously. I'm starting to slip into Tracy Morgan for some reason.
We got
a couple outline things here. We can talk election. Oh yeah, Howard, it's not off the fucking
It's not totally.
It's not.
It's a little passé though.
We can talk. I think this will be airing a week and a half after the relevance, but you may or may not have heard Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, elected to a second term in office.
I think more importantly, the bigger headline was the Republican Party officially died.
Really?
They had the worst candidate. But I love how my mom says, well, at least some people around the world think he's Muslim with that name, so we're safe. They're like, they got a Muslim guy in charge. It's fine now.
Is this American Pie style? Is this the day the party died?
I don't remember that.
You can't track with a fucking Don McWhatever the fuck his name
is
referenced.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about the terrible movie.
No, I'm not talking about Jim sticking his cock into an elephant. That would have been an American Pie, the movie reference.
It was a pie.
No, it's just, all right, not to get nerdy, but I saw George Will, who was mostly terrible on election night, but one thing he said was after everybody knew that, like, Obama won, he just pointed out, George Will pointed out, hey, listen, if Republican candidate in 2016 gets the same number of votes that McCain got in 2008, that person will lose by like 14 million votes.
Oh, shit.
And everybody keeps talking about the demographic battle that the Republicans are facing now. And that's the news story that.
You just hurt my brain with numbers.
Yeah. But that's the big thing with the election right now. The Republicans are screwed unless they rebrand themselves to be actually moderate.
You mean to not have a guy who said all that stuff on a tape recorder running for president?
I don't care about 43% of you.
47.
47, sorry.
And all the other guys like also said something terrible. That one guy, well, he was running for senator about the rape, how rape isn't actually like a real thing.
No, they can't get pregnant from a real rape.
Whatever.
Your pussy tubes tighten.
You're right. That's so different.
Yeah.
So if you're pregnant, that means you consented.
It's like getting a glaucoma test. When they blow in your eye shuts. When fucking a rapist blows inside your pussy, it shuts.
And it's the witch test.
And it defends itself.
If you drop the woman in water and she sinks to the bottom, she's not a witch. But if she floats, that
she's
means
a
she's a witch.
You know what's funny, though? People think that's a catch-22 where the women always died. Not so. If 2 minutes went by, you were allowed to jump in and try to dig her ass out before she drowned.
Are you serious?
Very serious.
Oh, my God.
You wonder what I read in between the wax sessions. It's a lot of Wikipedia pages.
I always thought that was just like, who cares either way because she's dead kind of situation.
No, you could frantically dig. Like, 90 seconds would go by. And at that point, it's like, she's not a witch. Try and save her.
Do they have a timer? Were they using the sun dial?
Ye oldie timer. Yeah, they had those pocket watches.
Let's be real. If you're accusing your wife of being a witch and then they say, hey, you can go in there. Don't you just pull the Ted Kennedy and just like jump in and kind of like swim around like you're really. Oh, yeah. No, I tried.
Era, your drowning wore me out. Yeah, if you're accusing your wife of a witch, you're obviously just fucking younger poon. So I'd be like, let's be safe.
I tried. I really jumped in
these topsy turvy witch infested times of ours. Can we really be sure? Let's give her 18 minutes.
The you just need six.
Sort this out.
I have things to do later. You just need 6 minutes.
Well, we got Obama winning.
Four more years.
We've got some entertainment news we can delve into. And let me look at what I've punched up.
I believe we have some personal life discussion.
Huh? I remembered that after I leaned over, but I leaned over, so let's talk about this. Waffle House CEO accused of sexual improprieties. And last but not least in this, cornucopia. Is it a cornucopia? Is it a buffet of selections?
We will see by the end of the hour how far we get into eat.
It's like a Chinese restaurant without cat meat as a choice.
Wait, the Waffle House guy was pimping out the waitresses?
I hope
Where did you get have any you ever of that? He was just trying to fuck his cleaning lady. And now you've made me waste the topic.
Sorry.
Way to be.
Way to be. Last but not least, here's your atonement. We've got Arena, who wants to talk about dumb girl shit, as I'll put it technically. We are just going to hear dumb girl shit come out of her mouth for a while, and we're going to laugh about it, and we're going to tell her why it's dumb and girly, and then we'll call it a day.
And then we'll go get our drink on.
Been drinking.
Yeah, we'll have some drinks.
And guess
who
I won't be playing Wing Lady for?
Oh, the man who doesn't need it?
We'll see.
Make that.
We'll see about that.
Two men who don't need it.
Yeah. Fucking.
All right, whatever.
We got.
I was gonna do it anyway.
I'm just kidding. I really need help.
I don't. I don't even have like a lightsaber between my legs. I have the fucking Darth Maul double headed destroyer of a. That's what I got hanging. So. I don't need your fucking help. The only help I need is a hand on my zipper, and then the skin will do the rest of the talking.
Oh my God.
The rest of the seduction.
Hello. Is that how it goes? Is that the Papa technique?
Yeah, it's, I say hi, and then it's like a sound like you think someone who had just a coin bag, like a massive bag with just a dollar sign on it, like if you robbed a bank in 1864, you hear that on the counter, and they're like, oh, what happened? And then they turn around, and it's just my dick that was riding shotgun the whole time. I fucking throw it up.
She's like, thank God you got here when you did.
Exactly. My hands were cold. And then she just puts them over, and it generates that much heat.
It works better if you rub it.
That's where I've been all week. I was doing a tour of devastated New Jersey, and the families that still didn't have power.
You brought your dick over.
They would let me just hang my cock from their fireplace for 20 minutes. And I was considered a green solution to the heating issue.
I heard everyone at the homeless shelter in Newark is very, very grateful.
Yeah, they're great. I signed some autographs. They signed mine. It couldn't have gone better, honestly. The look in those kids' eyes when they knew they were going to have a hot breakfast for the first time in 5 days.
Thanks to John's dick.
You can't put a price on that. Just fucking laying my dick across their stove range.
Man.
Yeah.
Actually, I believe it's 25 to life is really what.
No, it was great. I would just lay it out, and they would put their little Chef Boyardee's on top of it. And then I just wink and I'd say thinking happy thoughts, and then they'd be done in like 30 seconds.
School, Jimmy.
Yeah, I was just like, hey, mama bear, lean over for a bit, we'll get these done right quick. And just bam, one pulse of blood down it, everything's cooked, everyone's happy. There's gonna be a lot of new siblings in 8.5 months.
How did you recharge your laptop to keep it hard all that time?
Well, again, it's just the electromagnetic field generated by my cock. So I just kind of waved my laptop back and forth over it a few times, and through induction, the battery charged.
It's like one of those Brookstone things that you put your phone on.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, nice. A battery for a laptop, it's big, so you had to do a couple swipes, but like an iPhone, you just put it at the base.
My bars are low. Can you actually give
me
a little?
You just let it slide down, and by the time it hits the tip, it's actually charged 115%, which a lot of people didn't know was possible.
That's actually really convenient, because anytime I've ever been in a, how do I put this not so slutty, one night stand situation, my phone's always dead.
No, it's great. You could just fucking smack it against the side of my cock like you were hanging some artwork on a refrigerator. Just and give it a little wiggle.
And ladies, that is the biggest benefit of a one-night stand with John Papa Giorgio.
You heard it
here first.
Charge up all your accessories. Yeah. Bring your iPad for it.
Well, also, I go so deep that I can check organs for cancer. So, like, the next day, I'm like, I felt something I didn't like on that right kidney.
So you can call your doctor on your walk of shame the next morning with your newly charged iPhone.
Exactly. And they don't even need x-rays. They use me like the Mark Twain stick.
He works at Kaiser Permanente now.
I get hard, and the doctor's like, how deep inside were you when you felt this? And then they just mark me off with like a marker right at that point, and then they lay it, marker at the bottom of her vagina. And up to where the head is, that's where you can determine where the tumor is.
I was going to ask, do you do prostate exams by chance?
No, that's faggy. Men need to handle that shit on their own.
You put your own finger up your butthole, Howard.
Exactly. You're not tricking me with that twice.
That's what friends are for.
Not again.
Never again. I know. I learned my lesson the first time.
All right. So, Arena?
Yes. That's me.
It is.
You want to know about my lady pimp ways?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of, and I say this with all the love in the world, we've had a lot of dumb shit women hosts, co-hosts on the show. I mean, we had Rachel Oring, I believe her name was, fucking at gagging towards.
I was never on with her, I believe.
Only Will was.
Okay.
And it was literally just Rachel calling in and Will calling her a cunt as much as he could. On the live show for an hour.
I want to do a show with your brother. I think it would be fun.
He's good people. So we had Rachel. We had Veronica. We had Kate, at Atomic Kate on Twitter, spelled with a C, not a K, and two C's in the middle. Even that, much easier than what the F and Heezy. Keep that in mind.
I like Kate. You should bring her back.
I like Kate, too. Kate's just kind of, she's lower energy than even you and gives less of a shit than you. You give a shit. She doesn't. So she's like low energy and would actively undermine me sometimes.
I don't do that.
You definitely don't do that. You are not subversive.
Am I low energy?
Sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I can be.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're definitely like just talking. You're not Ben Stein, but.
I'm not the radio professional here. Not like you two. You guys have lived that world.
Exactly.
That's right.
The life. That's what we call it. Just if there's a show, I've got, you know what? This is a little cat out of the bag. I'm coming up, spec script. And the title of it, talking about us guys from radio, it's just called The Life. Because that's how badass it is. We don't even refer to it as radio. We just ask each other how long you've been in the life.
What's funny is if this actually became a movie, it would only star attractive people, which is immediately false.
Yes.
Yeah. You'd be like, lie number one.
Which is why I was looking at that picture of everyone from the old station, and I was like, oh, there's a hot guy?
And it turned out to be Grant Paulson.
Grant Paulson is very attractive.
You heard it here first, people. How do you follow Grant on Twitter? Do you remember his handle?
Yeah, it's Grant H. Paulson because some cocksucker put Grant Paulson.
Oh, that's money.
Yeah. It's Paulsen. Just a fucking bevy of Twitter handles. If you're bored at work, if you're new to Twitter, you've got like eight people to follow.
I have never worked at WJFK, which is why I can objectively say Grant Paulson is the most talented person on that station. So follow him if you want to get updates on sports. It's actually meaningful on Twitter.
And then he doesn't like put his opinion either. He just actually gives you the facts.
Oh, he's a reporter.
Yeah.
He's not really a personality. Not to say he doesn't have personality, but
he was kind of funny during the hurricane, though. I think everybody was going batshit during the hurricane, so his tweets were weird. But then again,
I think everybody
was being really weird.
I missed that.
I don't even remember what he was saying. I was just drinking rye whiskey.
I should have texted him.
Anything would have been funny at that point.
Yeah. I should have texted him during the hurricane to come over and charge my accessories.
That's my job, but we'll see if Grant listens to the show, because Grant, if you listen and you mention this, Arena will blow you. Arena will blow you.
Yes.
I can't see the expression you're making, but Howard's laughing, so it's probably pretty solid.
He would have to take me to a nice dinner first.
Just tweet a link to In Papa's Basement and Arena will blow you. How's that for team play? How's all that right. for a little?
I'll do it for the show.
How's a little tit for tat?
Yeah. I think you got to take her to Red Lobster, though. Just remember that.
Exactly. Yep. She's a classy gal.
And I'm picking my own lobster.
And nothing lower than an Admiral's Feast will suffice. You cannot take her there and get her some chopped salad.
I'm
chopped salad?
Oh, you would.
I want that bottomless shrimp.
They had that a couple months ago, and I had to restrain. Is it? Oh God, is it really going on?
I think they. I just went there a few months ago with my friend.
I just went half chub.
Yeah, they do them once a year for like a month.
It's on the back of the menu. I think it might still be on there.
I always do that, but it's just like a dare to myself.
Hey,
it's like the way a runner would be like, can I break a 4-minute mile? I'm like, can I eat 80? Can I get 80 or over? In terms of scrimps.
I went
with my friends that were visiting from Africa. They're like in Peace Corps over there right now.
Oh, I thought you meant like black Africans. Were they just fucking weeping on the ground? Just like, what is the cheese biscuit? I love America.
The cheese biscuits lost like quality. It's not as good as it used to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very sad.
I don't like to bring this up because it's sad, but
this is supposed to be an uplifting show.
My ex actually knew how to make those and would just kind of make them once in a while. So now I'm not getting laid or cheese biscuits.
I just got a chubby.
Howard's just like, fuck, man, I know.
Can you guys get back together so you can steal the recipe?
It isn't hard. It's just Bisquick and like garlic and Parmesan or some shit. I mean, it's online, but no one makes them for me. It's not the same. It's not the goddamn same where I could just grab a handful of them and drive home 2.5 hours eating, pacing myself by eating a biscuit every half hour. So I wouldn't use time. I would just go, John, how many biscuits deep in the journey are you? And I'd be like, we're 3.5 biscuits deep. So not much longer.
That's what they used to see if their wives, the witch test was working. I'm done.
Get back to spreading your legs in front of Howard and blowing Granty Poo, as you call him.
I love Granty Poo.
Flashing the Granty Poo.
That should be his Twitter name, at Granty Poo.
At Granty Poo. All right, so Arena, you said something earlier that...
That my pimp hand is strong?
Yeah, it was one of those things where it's what got me referring to what dumb shit chick hosts or whatever I said. Dumb shit female co-hosts. Every so often, girls just say dumb shit.
It's true. I'm not
with regard. And it's not like guys don't say dumb things. And I'm not saying that girls say a bunch of dumb shit in a lot of fields. Like, I'm saying with regard to landing men, women say some fucking dumb shit.
I think like, especially
that
to each
makes
other.
You roll your eyes. Yeah, I think especially to each other, because I like to feel that men know what lands women. Now, they might not possess it. Like, I know if I were rich and I were famous, I would fuck a lot of women.
You really would. I would fuck you.
I'm not famous and I'm not rich, so I'm not fucking a lot of women. Now, short of those two things, you can be moderately wealthy, you can be, I don't know, confident, you can be fit. These are all kind of pathways to the same thing on a smaller scale. Women, I feel, don't have the fucking slightest idea about what it takes to actually get men talking to them. First of all, they act like it's hard to get a man.
It's not
talking to them.
Yeah.
It's
like,
not.
I got a friend right now. For anonymity's sake, we'll call her Erin Ridgway. And
but we won't give out her Twitter handle.
That's at LaserSwan.
No, the Z or an S.
S. No, maybe Z. No, I think S. Put them both in. You'll find
see
her.
See what happens.
There's only going to be one that works. She's dealing with a dude right now. They're both in grad school together. And this guy is just the biggest slit because he will... show every sign of interest, but not make a move. Like, he'll do the accidental touching. He'll bother her, like, let's go to a movie together. Let's do this together. Let's do that together. Yet he hasn't made a move, so my poor friend's all fucking nuts in the head. Like, hey, does this guy like me? How do I get him? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, this guy likes you. He's just got a fucking vagina. where his heating unit should be.
What? Maybe
where
he's
his
just,
battery charger should
maybe
be.
Maybe he's just scared that
he's scared shitless. He's scared shitless. The guy in question. I don't even know how I got onto this topic. It just makes me sad because these are the guys that fuck it up and actually make it so women have to analyze how to get a guy. Because 99 out of 100 dudes, when you're like, how do I get this guy to notice me? I want to be like, have a nice face and big tits. Wow. It wasn't exactly Palestine and Israel, was it, sister?
I got to say, like, the situation you described, like, it is almost for some people. It depends on how she views it versus him. But if he's like me, like, I was in a grad program where I felt like some of the other students were my coworkers. And, like, you cannot shit where you eat. Especially if you guys are in the same grad program for, like, 5 years. You have to be careful.
It's 2 years. I think, to quote Fast Times at Ridgemont High, the graffito that Judd Hirsch. He wasn't in that. Judge Reinhold. There we go. There's the reference machine. Anyhow, I think he's being a big hairy pussy.
Yeah.
But there is a truth to... You don't want to shit where you eat. Like, yeah. I got some green lights from coworkers. I took some up on it. Like, if they were forward enough, I would fuck a coworker. Like, I had one coworker. I loved the girl. Like, we're alone in the bathroom of my apartment. She's like, hey, you want to see my nipple rings? It's on. It's on. Wait. Fucking work be damned. The
oh
spreadsheets
my God,
can wait.
There's a really hot guy in my office. And just think about the dirty things in the places. Sometimes when I see him and remember he works there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, like, what's better, though? Should you just fuck coworkers, or do you have to, like, date them?
I've never fucking regretted fucking anyone. I mean, I've never gotten herpes or AIDS, but, like, even the worst lays are great stories.
No, but I'm saying as far as, like, when you're at work, okay. Is it weird?
Is it weird?
After the fact.
No, it's like a cool little secret you guys keep. It's like, yeah.
So you both
oh,
don't get fired.
Now I'm going to talk about forwarding emails, and I ate your twat last night, as the British would say.
That seems a little bit better than, like, because if you date somebody at work,
well, I think
emotions get way too big, right?
I've done both. I've fucked around with coworkers, and I've dated them. And I'm such a political asshole and so well-liked.
Yeah.
That when she screwed me over, like, the whole office turned on that bitch.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had to walk around
that
like fucking Gandhi. I had to be like, nah. Don't fuck her over too hard, you know? Bitch can't get fired just because she isn't sucking me anymore.
Oh, man.
But I was the friendly
sure
social guy.
Pretty sure that's
frowned upon. What?
Getting fired for not plowing you anymore.
I don't know. Not in my perfect world. It's behavior that should be encouraged. But, yeah, that's... I, as a dude, like I said, I've done it all when it comes to coworkers. I only regret the ones I didn't fuck, Howard. Only regret the ones I didn't fuck.
Spoken like a true gentleman.
I'll just tell you, like, yeah. In the context of grad program, if you date somebody, like, the faculty find out when you're dating, and then they notice when you stop dating. And you cannot predict.
Who gives a shit? You know who cares about that? Pussies.
Howard.
You know who cares about that? Tenured faculty members who have nothing better to do than gossip about their students'
what
sex lives.
What the shit
have
you gossiped
that's
about?
Just bad.
I liked being gossiped about. Everyone would be like, oh, you're fucking her now? I felt like the man. I was like, yeah, I am fucking her now. It's great.
You know what sucks, though? It's if you feel like your ability to pass, like, your thesis defense depends on these people.
I don't know.
And they get
you fucking his wife? Is that what you left out? Otherwise, it really shouldn't affect things one way or the other.
No, it's just, like, it's weird. It can be a delicate situation to manage. That's all I'll say.
I guess. If you like a girl, go for it. Life's short. It's great to mope after a breakup. Sex during the relationship is awesome.
I'm going to go back to, like, my previous initial statement. Don't shit where you eat.
Fair enough.
I just
fair
think,
enough.
Like,
I agree with
it's
that.
Too complicated.
Breaking this poor girl's heart.
There is so much other shit. There are so
I laid
many
it
other
out because I know this Vagoo ain't going to make a move for her. I already laid it out where I was like, before Thanksgiving, you're going to have to touch this little vagina.
I mean, it might be worth
You're going to have to caress him over his brassiere and tell him how you feel.
Every situation is different. It's just you got to figure out, is it worth it? Are you guys just going to fuck and, like, not get involved?
They fucking like each other, obviously.
All right. Well, then, like, they should probably spend a little more time thinking about if they really want a date, because it might not be worth it.
That's the thing. It hasn't even been addressed. It's just hit that goddamn point where shit's awkward, where you both like each other, like,
that is
obviously,
annoying.
And other people are like, hey, are you guys together? What's going on? It's like, no, we haven't even kissed.
Just so people know, there is life after hooking up with friends. Like, you will get over it.
Exactly.
And things will be
fucking
normal.
Howard and Arena are total pros about it. And he's done God knows what to her.
No, but it's different.
We're just pretending
friends,
it never happened.
Exactly.
Friends is different than coworkers. I'm saying, like, you can hook up with friends and go back to being friends, but, like, when you work with somebody,
well,
you have to go back
it
to work.
Or
if you're me,
you know them, I think.
Yeah, you can hook up and then never talk to them again. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But.
And they're not going to make a scene because you're at work. It's genius.
Coworkers, I just, it's. Stick your dick into things. It's awesome. Like, why do people deny that fundamental truth? People think too much. You know what's great? Saying, like, another person blew you and that you slept with another person and you've seen another woman naked. That's all fucking awesome.
These are all great things, yes.
You know what's even better? Endless shrimp. I can't stop
thinking
about it.
Shrimp's good, too.
Mm.
I like tuna.
Can we actually just like go to Red Lobster after the show?
I guess. I really wouldn't care.
Chunk life.
Let's call and see if they're doing endless scrimps, and if they are, we'll do it.
I will look it up. How about that?
Don't give me that.
Okay, how about
Chinaman Cy, Howard?
We'll do the endless shrimp, and then we hit Firehouse for the nightcap.
Fine.
We can do that, but I don't think they have endless shrimp. I think Twitto over here is psyching us up for nothing.
Let's see what happens.
Oh, I'm gonna be so pissed if this is not.
Look it up.
Now.
Look right. it up. I guarantee you, it was like 3 months ago or something
so
like that. Or it's in 3 months.
On this.
Isn't
like,
this one of those months
like
ending in November or some crap where you get sepsis eating shellfish? Anyhow,
I don't know.
I don't know. There's some children's nursery rhyme from the sea, to quote Harlan Williams and fucking God. Which one was that? Something about Mary. Don't you remember that children's nursery rhyme from the sea?
There's a whole website called shrimpnews.com.
Nice. Nice. All right. You can stop fucking around with the shrimp arena. I want to hear you talking about how it's hard to get guys and blah, blah, blah. I'll look up shrimp. I'll solve that thing
in
3 seconds.
Yeah, you got to.
I don't know. I think I'm pretty good at it. It's just when I was trying to help my friend, I was trying to be a wing lady. And he was like, oh, I like that girl. She's hot.
Wait. Set a, as I'm looking for Red Lobster.
What?
I said, as I'm looking for Red Lobster on my iPhone.
Uh-huh.
My magical device.
What?
You tell me, set the, why is this thing
set
freezing?
The story up.
Fuck the iPhone. You suck, Steve Jobs. I'm glad you're dead.
Oh my God.
Freezing. Oh, you piece of shit.
Did you update the software?
Oh, it asks for an update every goddamn 8 seconds now. It's like,
oh, and it asked me to
like
sign Adobe that damn
Flash.
Contract today again.
All right. What is this wingman bullshit you're talking about?
I
what
was
happened?
A wing lady.
When were you a wing lady?
Last week. When my friend came to town, he brought his co-pilot friend. They flew the plane together.
Okay. So this is the friend you mentioned on the radio show on Thursday's episode, I believe.
Yes.
It's a guy you used to fuck.
We have hooked up in the past.
You used to fuck. His penis entered your vagina.
Yes, it has.
If you're going to do the act, don't mince the word.
And since he listens to the show, I should say it's pretty good, actually.
There you go. Big one. Big like the microphone.
He's got a nice size.
He's a
schmeckle.
He's a multiple orgasm machine.
I don't know.
Oh,
sorry.
Not getting that deep.
Look at me. I'm fanning myself like a black woman in a Baptist church.
Are you hot? Are you turned on right
now? Now I am. Hearing that shit. So this friend of yours, I like how girls always say someone's a friend. There needs to be a term for we're friends, but we fucked.
I think it's called a fuck friend, but we didn't hook up.
No,
because
fuck friend is active. Like, oh, that's my fuck friend. Like, it needs to be like.
I don't think you need
like,
to know that it was in the past.
It needs like, to be like friend asterisk cock. Like a cock friend.
This is my friend. His penis has been in my vagina.
What's wrong with
that? So you should know.
Friends with benefits, because that's still.
That conveys active. Like, if some girl, I want to punch a woman anytime in the face, she's like. I'm introduced to a man as a friend, and he's fucked her previously. That's information this man needs.
No, you don't. You don't need that.
Yeah, I need it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I need
Why
it.
Why do you need it? So you can, like, make up terrible things in your head about that girl?
What is there to make up? She already fucked him. There is nothing to make up. Maybe that he shit on her or something as the finale.
He was like, hold still.
No, I just, it's awkward as shit to me. Hey, Howard, we're friends, right?
Yeah.
Guess what? I've never fucked Howard. I wouldn't call him my fucking friend if I fucked him either. When I say friend, it's someone I ain't fucked.
So what should it be?
I don't know. Like, let's try to actually do something culturally relevant on this show.
Come up with the term.
Yeah.
A person you fucked that you're now friends with.
Why? But you know what?
You get the friend
this
asterisk.
This isn't elegant.
What if they introduce them as their buddy? They're like, this is my buddy.
This is my F buddy.
No, you know what?
Because it's not active.
This is going to sound like Liberace trotting out the pool boy, but just say this is my former lover. This is my former lover and current friend.
What if they've only loved once?
Wait.
It doesn't roll off the tongue, but it works.
Current friend.
I want you to know what he used to do and what he doesn't do anymore.
F-L-
and just points at her vagina.
CF.
Or introduce and then just sneak in there. We were previously intimate.
Just sneak it right
just
in.
Sneak in. I've tasted his cock. Oh, it's Crab Fest, by the way.
That
shit is weak.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch Crab Fest. I love. No, it's true because I remember shit. I do remember the Crab Fest commercials during every goddamn break on Fox.
And it's like Endless Shrimp was just like shy.
Well, no, I'm saying you've got this like fucking jaunty little fisherman's jingle going, and then it's like, look at the brightly painted boat. Oh, and look at the net, and it's releasing all these crabs, and it's also happy-go-lucky, and it's like, motherfucker, I watched Dangerous Catch. Yeah. I know what went into that. Like, you're like, you fucking airbrushed out the corpse that toppled out of that net.
I was thinking about that when I was devouring Endless Shrimp.
Yeah, you're like, how many fucking native boys died to bring me this?
They were so good, though.
Exactly. Thank you for your brave, scampy sacrifice.
So I could shove these in my face.
But I don't want... Yeah, it weirds me out, period, when folks act like you fucked previously, and then it's like, yeah, but, you know, that's not going to happen anymore.
Can I tell you something that's going to just make you completely paranoid for the rest of your life? So I was an anthropology major in college.
Uh-huh.
One of the people I studied, not personally, but just read about, was the Tikopia. It was a famous ethnography about the Tikopia.
Are they like the fucking Eskimos that let you fuck their wives?
No, they're a Polynesian people.
Okay.
Who, one of their customs was you would typically take a lover while you're a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And that wouldn't be the person you end up marrying. But later in life, if you happen to be walking around, like, between villages or whatever.
You get to fuck it again?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. See, that's all I'm saying. I don't like it when women are like, we're just friends. For some reason, that shit can just end with women. They're like, we're just friends. And I don't think it's that weird for them to say it, even though I've had my cock inside them.
What's
We just don't want it to be awkward. So we're like,
you're making it awkward by just saying we're friends. You've gargled with my cum, and yet you're a friend? Get the fuck out of here.
We've talked about this before, but like the thing about going back to a friend, it doesn't increase your number. That's the thing. So,
oh, yeah, yeah. Women love that one.
That's one of the things about...
I've got the perfect example for what it is. You fucked a girl, it's like a house you used to live in. For the rest of your life, especially if it was your childhood home, you get to walk up, knock on the door, and be like, I used to live here. I just want to see what the old place is like. I want to see what you've done with it.
I like that.
That's it. If you fucked a girl...
I want to see what childbirth has done to
it. I get so pissed when a girl that I've previously fucked gets salty that I'm sniffing around. And it's like, it worked before. I didn't
get pissy.
Like, let's not act like I didn't pass muster at some point because I didn't hallucinate us fucking. That happened.
Yeah, I think from a dude's perspective, you've got a therapy bill for a reason. It's really hard for a dude not to be like, hey, so what's up? I've just been sitting here kind of on a Friday, like not really feeling like going out to meet new people. What
Since
are you
doing?
We've
already done it. Let's just do it
what
again.
What are you up to?
Hey, girl.
By the way, Crab Fest looks delicious.
It looks okay, but...
It's pretty mediocre. I wouldn't get off my ass for that.
Dishes under 20. That means they're like $18.99. I know they're shystery language.
And it's not great crab. I mean, like, I know Red Lobster isn't the height of seafood, but that just sounds disappointing.
It looks good.
This is the Chesapeake Bay, bitches. Like, why am I eating crab from fucking...
You know what?
Red Lobster
short of, like,
Bay.
Crab cake, and when it's, like, pulled out, I don't want to work for my fucking
food.
It's a
lot of work.
Softshell crab is the bomb, though.
Softshell's like good, but you have to break it down the middle and let the, they call it the mustards leak out. Because one time I ate the mustards and that shit got me sick. I was like,
oh, that's
I was
money,
like, what
dude.
Is this weird sauce inside the middle? And a half like hour it? Later, I'm like, oh, my stomach. You are floating on a sea of puke, my clawed friend.
Your non-Asian stomach is weak.
No. Well, I'll just take the soft shell, crack it. Like I said, like you're working a glow stick. I'll just pop it right in the middle. I'll let that shit dribble out. I'll squeeze them a little bit, get it all out, put them right back on the bun. Much better. But the mustards, man, you stare at that crap, it looks like bad gravy.
Ew.
It's not pretty. Arena, let's get back to the topic.
Yeah, I'm over
which I don't even remember.
Fest.
Something about you thinking you got to be a wing man, a wing woman, when the secret to being a girl and getting male attention is be attractive and talk to guys.
Chuck, I have no problem talking to guys.
No, you're sociable.
Yeah.
But like, so how did we get on the top? You still act like you have to work for dick, though. I don't know.
I guess because I want quality.
But do you want to date it or just fuck it?
Depends.
I don't know. I like being single. But for some reason, every time I think of hooking up, I'm like, I need to be in a relationship. It's sad. I don't know why my mind goes there. But then I'm like, whoa, what are you doing?
Well, what is it about a relationship then that scares you? Because for me, we won't even get into me. This is the ladies segment.
It's a lot of commitment and being attached to someone. And what if they're secretly crazy or I don't know.
Do you worry that you will want to play with other peepees, as we say in the erotic literature business?
No, I don't have that problem.
Then that's literally the only commitment issue for me, right?
I mean, being emotionally available is a lot of work. Like right now I'm in a position where I'm like, you know what? I've been way too emotionally available for someone else for a couple years now. So
by that, you mean being at their beck and call.
It's just like, tell me about your day. I'm not going to ask anybody about their day. Like, that's just where I am right now.
Haven't you learned to zone that out? Like, do you actually commit an iota of brain power to that? You just say, uh-huh. When they stop talking, it's like working with a Teddy Ruxpin doll.
But there's something about the principle of not having to ask now, all right?
He's free.
Where it's just like, hey, great to meet you. Wait, what's that you did at work today? Oh, that's right. I don't care. Have a nice life. Tell somebody else who wants to hear about your fucking job.
That shit doesn't bug me too much. For me, the only scary part of a relationship is like you lose that thrill of getting to stick your cock in new chicks.
And then you like have like, to
just getting to flirt and bring down new prey. You don't get to do that anymore.
My other thing about getting in a relationship is, you know how good my time management skills are.
Oh yeah, you are like obligated to like meet the other person's schedule.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just gonna say he would be like, get off me, I'm about to come, and then like 18 minutes later you'd roll over and be like, okay. Fucking egg drop soup just right out of you.
It was a trick. Yeah. So gross, Sean. Never be able to eat egg drop soup again.
But no, here's what I think. Like,
and out it comes.
What do you think?
More than a one night stand is a good call. I can understand why you want to like be with somebody more than once, because like it should only get better.
Oh yeah, I've had very few one nighters that were good, but those were like the sluttiest girls where they were just like, hold on, I got this shit.
Yeah. I got to teach you something right now.
And you're like, oh, do you now?
I learned this in a Cosmo.
I learned this from the four guys that did it to me last
year. You're going to love this.
That is one of my all-time favorite lays. Some girl that was just like, just this dirty girl where we're screwing bareback, of course, because she's a slut.
Oh, my God.
Dumb. And I pull out. And her first reaction when I pull out is to open her mouth and press her tits together. I was like, you are just a dirty whore. Oh, wow. It was so great. Like, I almost just like giggled as I came. I was like, you're the best.
Oh my god!
You gave me the mouth and the tit fuck option.
Oh, you were what?
Awesome. I was like, I'd say you're a keeper, but you're a whore.
This will be the last time we do this.
Yeah, she was great.
Because I'm afraid my dick might fall off.
There's a lot of girls that just don't seem to understand the basics of safe sex, man. No bullshit. A lot of chicks, I'll joke and I'll be like, we don't have to use the condom. And they're like, oh, that's cool. I'm on the pill.
Oh my
And I'm
God.
Like, oh, you dirty hoe. You know, like immediately.
Whoa.
You're a bit of a
scary.
You are a bit of a germaphobe.
Thrill seeker? Oh.
Well, no, it's what you said. I'm kind of like this weird thrill seeker where I only feel emotions of like anxiety and terror and fear.
After you've done it?
Exactly, yeah. But like even during it, like while I'm fucking, I'm just like, I'm getting AIDS. I'm getting AIDS and herpes and gonorrhea.
I'm
and
already getting it, so I might as well enjoy this.
Well, yeah, I'm just like, it's going down.
It's
can't stop it now. And I'm like, you know, it's like, especially like there used to always be a lot of foreplay where you're just rubbing the tip against, you know, some wetness. And then I would just rationalize it. Well, if you put on a condom, then it would just seal in the bad jam that would like press the AIDS even deeper into the tip of your dick. So you might as well keep it off, and that could, you know, just pull out to air it out every 45 seconds, and you should be all right.
I was about to say, we could do a social, like, a public thing where we teach people about safe sex, but not anymore.
Yeah, I...
Social justice.
It creeps me out. Like, there's a lot. More than one girl has been... to my jesting, kind of just me pushing the limits. I do a lot of pushing the limits talk. I'll joke about anal.
Have you ever anal cream pied?
I've never anal cream pied. Although
that's a no-no.
I did bareback anal the very first girl I ever fucked when we started doing anal.
What?
I barebacked it. And now that I've heard like actual horror stories where I'm like, poo-poo really does come out of there.
Yeah.
yeah, I would never bareback it. But... it's just one of those things you test. You do jesty talk stuff. You're just like, you joke about threesomes. You joke about anal. And then a lot of times they'll just take it seriously. And then it's like, okay, yeah, I bought some lube. We can do anal. You're like,
she's like thinking about a week later. She's driving by the CVS and she's like, I'll pick up some lube. And then I'll be like, hey, guess what? Guess what I got?
Yeah. And you've completely forgotten about it. You just see the CVS bag. You're like, Sour Patch Kids? Yeah. Bring it. She's like, no, remember how you really talked about how you really wanted to do this? And you're like,
that one
bitch, I was just running my mouth. But you don't want to ruin it. So you're like, oh yeah, that was my deep-seated fantasy. You're letting me live out. You're awesome.
I love you.
And then, yeah, oh yeah, after the moment's passed, you're just like, fuck, I really would have wanted the candy.
This is not as exciting as I thought it was going
to
be.
Well, anal's cool to say you've done it. Like,
does it feel good? Better than the vagina?
No, because it's not as wet. And like you always feel like you're gonna do damage. Like with the last chick I did anal with, the ex, like she was real tiny, like even in the front door. So the back door, I was like, I can't even thrust.
I can't believe you've done anal on so many girls.
Only a couple. It's again not something I fucking bust out a lot. I'm much more the only anal thing I'll enjoy with a chick. Is like during doggy, sometimes I'll do the index finger kind of when I'm getting close because that makes her that much tighter.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to last like 3 more seconds. We're done. It's like literally a fucking second left per knuckle. And once I hit that third knuckle, that's it.
Dude, I've been so sad about not getting laid for a while, and now I just don't want to get laid for a while, so thank you for that.
Yeah. No, I like that. That's the only butt stuff I might do on a one-night stand. They're just like, is there a finger in my ass? I'm like, yes ma'am.
That's free.
You don't need to thank me.
No need to write the note in the morning.
Yeah, just an English muffin will do.
So yeah, but at any rate, like with a one-night stand, if it's good... you want to give it a second go round at least.
Yeah, why wouldn't
get
you?
Better.
Oh, why wouldn't you? Like, even
should
if she's just a turbo whore, like, you at least want to hang out and use it again.
But how long past the second time do you go? Because there's a certain point at which
as
where
many
it just
times
feels...
as you can.
No, but then they'll... it becomes a cost-benefit analysis at a certain point, right? Like, where you ask yourself, man.
What does it cost to call someone over and then fuck them? Nothing. Don't you have a good calling plan?
No, but what about like, when questions start to be raised, like, hey, what are we doing here? What happens when you hear that question?
But you say, have to find we're not doing anything. We're just fucking. And you should just say that.
I've never had a girl where it started off hoey, where it got very relationship-y. Like, usually what happens...
Hoes don't nose.
This is... See, Irina's actually pointed out to me that I'm a pussy. And so, like, I'm like, oh, I feel bad. Like,
I did? That's awesome.
This is, I can't remember when you did.
Taking up the torch
you called
for
me straight up pussy because I was like, yeah, I really hate, like, the next morning when... Like, girls asking for my number, don't want to give it to her. And you're like, you're
always
pussy.
Give it
you
to
just
him.
Need
not?
To not if you don't want to.
Yeah, don't lead her on. If you give her the number, then she gets it in her head. Like,
oh, no, you always give her the number. God, you're going to shoot down a girl
get
while she's
her
in your
number.
Bed?
Get her number.
What kind of jackals are you? Fucking be mean a week down the pike.
Don't be mean.
I can't do that either, though. No, like, because I get the call. I'm like, I got to take this.
No, you
oh, hey,
don't.
What's up?
You are a pussy.
Red Lobster?
You're that lying in great. Bed. Your dick still has that saliva up smell on it. That's the worst, by the way. That's 100 times worse than even pussy the next day.
You're such a germaphobe.
That fucking saliva that dried on your cock the next day.
Rooms just smell, like, raunchy the day after a fucking...
I mean, they can. They can. Like, if you're just shooting willy-nilly. You know, fucking...
Smells like heat and, like,
yeah,
people
like
rubbing
a,
on each
a
other.
A teddy bear took one to the eye and it's just dried. And... that can get messy, I guess.
There's a headless
I've never,
teddy bear
yeah.
in a puddle in the corner.
Barring someone stinking as we were fucking, it's never like we fucked and then it's boys in the hood style. This room smells like sex.
Have you ever, like, there are these trees that are in Virginia.
Oh,
I don't know.
Jizz blossoms? Yeah, I've written about them like 5 times on
okay.
the website.
What?
Because it's hard to bring it up to people.
They're
where it's
Georgia
like,
peach trees, I believe.
Yo, that tree smells like sex.
It doesn't smell like sex. It smells like dried cum. Yeah. It smells like my fucking college wastebasket. Yeah. Especially I had like one of those plastic R2-D2 looking ones with the like the maxi pad flipper. And like whenever I would open that and it would waft back, I would just be like, whoa!
Whoa!
There's a whole lot of jizz and not a lot of old cheesy Mac boxes in there. Need to even that ratio up.
Man. Oddly, I want to go to Walmart right now and smell one of those trees.
Oh, they're horrible. I think they're called Georgia pear. Just disgusting. They smell exactly like dried cum.
Maybe the guys at the little tree factory think it's like real pussy in Georgia. I don't know.
I don't want...
And they came all over it. They really
right
like
now,
to smell
yeah, I've got
that
this
one.
Mental image of men who genetically engineer trees to fuck them. I'm just like, where was she going with
they just
that?
Just jizz on it, and then what you're really smelling is their dried cum.
They make like a little knot that looks like a vagina.
I can't let this go. Indirectly, you missed this possibly, but Irina just called you a pussy.
No, I didn't.
Cause like,
guess I didn't miss shit, pussy.
You just did. You just said that him like. Taking the number and not calling her is wrong.
No, I think you called me an asshole.
No, I didn't. I called you a pussy.
I'm a pussy. What is he then? What is that wrong?
Because you will take
that...
the call of a girl you don't want to talk to after you've given her number. You're what? Like, excuse me, friends.
What?
I have to go take this call from this bitch.
Oh, I always talk to him after. What's... I just blow him off at times.
Just why don't you just be honest and say, I just want to hook up. I just need to fuck.
I think you got to do that before you hook up, though. What if you, because most people won't do it like, hey.
I have problems fucking someone that I can't get along with, like, at least on a friend level, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you're just abhorrent to me, I don't know.
I'm like, I'm past, like, dropping game if I'm just like, what you just said.
Well, you'd have to be very
me.
Attractive, but I never, no one comes into my life where I hate them that much. You know, one that I get past
That's
three
true.
Words with do I disdain to that extent. I don't get anyone where it's like, I just want to be fuck buddies. It's like, no, if I like talking to you and I keep fucking you, then I don't know.
You got to spend some time before getting all warmed up.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
Before the fucking.
All right. Well, on that.
I need a fuck buddy.
Howard.
I think that's what this is.
Why are you
to?
And Howard fucking? You and Howard should fuck.
No, that's weird.
Yes. I think it would be weird too. I got to be honest.
I think it would too. That's why I want it to happen.
I think
You're
on your birthday.
Did
you
shit.
Come on to me on your birthday?
No.
Okay.
Can you tug his dick for his birthday?
I wasn't sure.
Can you give him a belated
birthday
present?
Didn't we do Tai
present?
Chi in.
We did, but then there's this one time, one part of Tai Chi where I was stretching and I felt your eyes on my ass. I thought you were going
to. Hey, listen,
go
you got to understand, like, I'm allowed the window shop.
It's fine.
I don't think that's a problem.
You
is
can
it?
Look. I didn't know if you were trying to touch.
If I'm touching, it's only because you're using improper form. Just remember that. All right.
All right. On that note, let's get the fuck out
let
of here.
Let me just put my fingers inside your vagina to make sure.
We've done another episode.
We still Kalu never,
Kalade,
never got
Skinner.
Through my story on my wing lady schism.
No. No, we didn't. But we did funny things, and that's what we're here for.
You no election get... talk.
Nah, fuck that. Nah, fuck that. We did much better.
We'll talk about Republican demographics another day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll get to that one.
No day ever is this going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Folks, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. Again, I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. You want to, like, become bigger part of this world. I mean, who wouldn't after hearing that? Who the fuck could hear this and want to be removed? It's like a girl who fucks me. She's like, I want more of that. Well, you're in luck. You go to inpapasbasement.com.
She can go there too if she wants more of you.
Of course she can. And you're going to get not just this episode, but another episode. Every Monday and every Thursday, you get an episode of the show. We might
it's
be adding
twofer.
Another. We might be adding another, by the way. But we'll get to that another time. We'll discuss that later. These two are staring daggers. subscribe to us
like an endless trend.
If you go to inpapasbasement.com, there's an iTunes link. If you want to get the show, the easiest way again is to subscribe to that iTunes link, and it will magically put it in your iTunes every time you load it. It'd
be like a little nice surprise.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's like a present, even for the Jews out there.
Yep, that's why I like podcasts.
And rate us positively. Give us a 5. Why a 4? Who the fuck are you kidding? You know we're a 5. Give it to us. You want to get a hold of me on Twitter? I'm at Papa's Basement. You want to get a hold of Howard over here? He's at What the F and Heezy. And you're like, what the F is that handle? Arena over here. She's at Girl Knows Sports.
At Girl Knows Sports.
And I believe that's it for us. Yeah, it is.
There's some outro music right now.
They're listening to it. You can laugh away. I'll be playing that shit as a bed.
P.S. I've gotten the highest score in my fantasy league like 3 weeks in a row. So maybe I know something about sports.
I'm just gonna let it come that awkwardness.
Yeah.
I hate you. Let's go drink.
Till the next time. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.